All right, welcome into another edition of Catching Up with Tommy Mac Podcast here on 1010XL's podcast platform, of course, at 1010XL.com, on Facebook Live. Hello, Facebook. Good morning to you. And on the Relevant app, the group chat messaging app with live interactive podcasts. Check us out. The App Store, Google Play. It's a free download. And if you want to take a look online, it's relevant.com. R-E-L-E-V-N-T. No A at the end. .com. Check it out when you get a chance. All right, your Jags. Lose again to the Atlanta Falcons, 21-14. We're going to get into it, and I'll go through the stats like I do, but this is way deeper than stats. Today's show is way, way deeper. We'll get into it. Look around the NFL. You saw Washington beat Seattle. Crazy game. But Washington, hey, making a little run. Bengals crushed the Steelers. I mean, pounded them. Off the top rope. What do they call that? Where they put you up top rope, the suplex, you know, and you go all the way on your back, all the way. Man, they just crushed them. Dolphins are undefeated since they lost to the Jags in London. Isn't that crazy? They just won like 3 in a row.
Really?
Yeah. They're 3-0 since then. They just beat Carolina. Back that up, but I swear it's true. Maybe I'm wrong. Packers beat the Rams. How about Ramsey getting shaken down by Aaron Rodgers? You know what the thing I don't like about Aaron, but I kind of get, is Aaron, you know, when a bad play happens, like he, you know, throws the ball and there's not a catch, or, you know, he's a little bit off, he gives this, it's not my fault. It's yours. You know, this kind of error about him. But, you know, he comes out and says, hey, I expect greatness. Okay, run the right routes. Man, he'd be going nuts down here. He'd be going nuts. Am I right on that? Were they undefeated since Miami? Or did they lose one?
So they lost. The Dolphins are weird. They lost two. They lost two in a row after losing to the Jags.
Oh, they did. All right.
What the hell am I talking about? Falcons.
Okay.
And then they lost by double digits to the Bills.
Okay.
But since then,
they're 3-0.
4-0.
Wow.
Since
good for
then,
them.
They've beaten the Texans. They beat the Ravens by double digits.
Yeah, I saw that. That was Thursday night game. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They beat the Jets last week, and they beat Carolina. Yeah. They killed Carolina, 33-10.
Talk about, you know, a head coach getting it back together.
Right.
Brian Flores getting his team back together. All right. Great that the Packers won. They keep rolling. Rodgers got a toe or something. I don't know. Do you really need the toe? Tape it to the other toe. Whatever. Tampa Bay beats Indy. Taking a look around the AFC South. That was a great game. That was. Indy was down, I think, 24-14 at half. Lenny Fournette gives a speech and then backs it up. 4-touchdown day for Leonard Fournette. Big day for him. They take care of Indy. Indy put up a good fight, no doubt about that. Jets beat the Texans. Oh, Jets, Jags later on. Oh, God. Let's just get the first pick, I guess. I don't know. And the 49ers beat Minnesota. They're on a 3-0 run. I do know that. They're playing some good football. All right, your Jags lose. Look, you know, it was kind of a boring game, to be honest with you. Ryan couldn't do anything. We didn't do anything. We had one drive that was really good after the benching of J-Rob, which I'll get into. He ripped off runs of like 7, 8, 9. He was pissed off. I would have been too. You know, and then, of course, you know, Trevor made a couple good throws on the touchdown and the throw before that to O'Shaughnessy. So, you know, I heard this, you know, not too many people make those throws. That's a bunch of crap. Everyone can make those throws. You know, I'm look, this kid, forget the generational stuff. Forget, he needs to work on his game, okay? Some was good. It was. Some of his runs were good. Some of his throws were good. Some are very good. But overall, he's inaccurate. He's not a generational talent doesn't play like that. I don't care who's around him. Don't give me blah, blah, blah. I get it. I know. It's not just him. Thank goodness the cap was on that one. It's not just him. But it is him. And when you're the number one pick in the draft, you have to play better than you're playing. He's not playing awful. They do drop the ball. The line's not I get it. I don't like the OC. I don't like that. We're going to get into that. But I don't know. He's got to be better. He had the one good drive. Other than that, he made a couple throws. Other than that, it was meh. You know, not good. Not good. J-Rob was good. 17 for 86. 5.1 yard per carry average and you sit him for 16 snaps after he fumbles. I'm going to get into that. That really pisses me off. I'll tell you why in just a minute. Get through the stat part of the show. But like I said, you know, it's deeper than that. You know, the pass to Ogunwabalali, I'm sorry if I totally killed his name, 33. First of all, it was quick. Second of all, it was low. So should he have caught it? Yes, no doubt. Would J-Rob have caught it? I would put money on it that he'd probably catch that ball. He probably would have turned around quicker. And probably would have been able to snag. He had a one-handed grab earlier, so why wouldn't he grab that one? But it was a one-handed grab. It wasn't like it was here. It was down here. It's fine. He's still got to catch it. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, that throw was not where it should have been. But, again, why wasn't J-Rob in there? He's your best pass-catching running back. Makes no sense. And then the coach, I don't know. What? Huh? Where was he? I don't micromanage my staff. We're going to get into you, Urban. You're pissing me off, too. But anyways, they're 2-9. They're not very good. They go to the Rams. I don't know. I don't even know what the line is yet, but it's going to be big. Although Stafford's, I don't know. Watch out. They're not as tough as they think they are. All right, listen, at the end of the day, the Jaguars are playing undisciplined football. The penalties killed them. The special teams penalties killed them. All of that killed them. You know, I'm to the point now, and look, I have to have a disclaimer here. This is my opinion. This isn't the company's opinion. This isn't 10-10. It's not relevance. This is my opinion. And the good thing about my opinion, it comes from the gut and from the heart. I'm not afraid to tick anybody off. I don't care if, you know, whatever. It's not personal. And I know it sounds personal. I'm going to try not to make it personal because I don't know these people personally. And maybe they're fine people. I don't know. I met Urban once. He seemed cool. Whatever. But they're in the business of winning. And they're not winning. And what's going on down there is a travesty. And to me, it's almost fraudulent the way that it's been presented. You know, this is a team that is undisciplined. The veterans, the young guys, almost the whole gamut. They play undisciplined football. This whole, you know, attention to detail, commitment to excellence, you know, I don't micromanage my assistants, really? That's the biggest bait and switch I've seen in a long time, man. And we all bought into it, and so did I. But like I said, it almost feels fraudulent, like you, not that you're not doing it on purpose. I'm not that kind of guy, but it is not working out. And whatever you're doing down there, whatever your culture is bad. And let me tell you why. I'll let you chime in a minute, Graham. Let me tell you why. Go back to the J-Rob fumble. Okay. Critical fumble. No question about it. Cost you 7 points. The guy's your number one player. He had one fumble in 417 attempts, by the way. You've had guys on this team, wide receivers, not catching balls, not running the right routes. You've had offensive linemen play like crap. You've had your defense play like crap. You've had your defense out of position. You had another guy, which I'm going to talk about in just a second, do an even worse crime, but no discipline for any of them. But you discipline him. You sit him out for 16 plays. Your number one player, who's the most reliable guy on your team, at least on offense, he's the most durable and reliable guy on your team, and you yank him because he fumbles. Hey, I'm all for sitting him down for a couple snaps, bringing him to the side, like, J-Rob, come on. Got to hold on to the ball, man. Hold on to the ball. Sit down and think about it. Time out, think about it for a couple plays. But all those plays down in the red zone at a critical time in the game, you keep your best player out, and then you act like you don't know about it. Then you act like you have no, I don't know, I don't micromanage. Are you out of your mind? Are you out of my? Look, I wrote down the stat, and by the way, Carlos Hyde's fine. I don't have anything against Carlos Hyde, but J-Rob's better. He performs better. You look at just the running stats alone with J-Rob at 5.1. Hyde was at 6 for 16, 2.7 yards a carry. Yeah, that's 6 carries away from J-Rob at 5.1 yards. Okay, that's 30 yards. 30 more yards to him. And it's not about the yards. It's about the movement, the chains moving, the first downs, the getting that momentum. But no, you sit them. I know why. You don't like them, and you haven't from the beginning. You could figure it out now. That's why you took so much time to make him the centerpiece, because you didn't want him to be your starting tailback. You wanted ETN to be your starting tailback. You're so enamored with speed that you look at J-Rob and you say, you know what? He's not a home run hitter. He doesn't belong on our offense. That's how you treat him. And he's your best player. I don't care if he can rip off 80 yards. I don't care. What if he rips off 80 yards in 3 or 4 or 6 or 7 plays and scores you a touchdown? Does it really matter? He's your best player, and you failed to see it. You failed to see it in the beginning, and then you put this crap, this discipline, when you don't discipline anybody the entire year. I haven't seen one bit of discipline. By the way, on the drive after the fumble, defense, great job. You held him to 3, but what happened? My veteran jumps over the center on the field goal. Gets called for leverage. Really? How is that even possible? How is it even possible that your veteran player would even think for a second that he should do that? Why? There's no retro. Did you bench him? Did you bench Roy Robertson Harris? If you did, I apologize, but I didn't see it. You didn't bench him. That was more gregarious than a fumble with a guy trying to make something happen. Did you bench LaVisca? Huh? The crown jewel who does nothing except a 24-yarder, which was great. He does some things if used in the right way, but not like you preach like he is. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. This call. If I'm J-Rob, guess what I got up in the big air, man, to both of them, to Bevel, to Urban, to all of them, Balky. I got my middle finger up in the air like, you know what? F you too. All I'm going to do is play hard and produce and show you that you're wrong. And you'll be out of here faster than me. If Mr. Khan has his senses about him, we'll see what happens towards towards the end of the year. I'm just sick and tired of it, man. I'm sick and tired. The talk, it doesn't match the play. It never has. We've been snake bit, man. I don't know. Maybe that was the deal. Hey, you know, Shot, I really don't want to coach day to day. All right, just be my figurehead. Why does he have 50 assistants or whatever? Why does he have so many assistants? Doesn't micromanage any of them, though. I'm telling you, this is the biggest frustration for a lot of people that I know. And I'm not talking to people outside of this, but even including me, that we once again have poor leadership. Now, it hasn't always been poor, but we have poor leadership right now. We have poor leadership from picking the players to coaching the players. And, you know, assistant coaches, you're kind of hamstrung. You got to do what you're being told to do. You're out of a job. I know how that works. Go ask members of Congress. Fall in line or get out of here. Regardless, I'm not gonna put too much on you. Although you should be taking pride in how your players perform. You know, the lack of discipline is terrible, and it shows week after week after week. And I'm just tired of it. I'm not doing anything now, and I wouldn't. But if this continues, now they flip it around. Okay, I'll call it like I see it. But if this continues, Shad Khan, please take a long look in the mirror. This is what I don't understand about you, and I don't know you very well. I've met you a couple times. We'll leave it at that. And you're obviously a very impressive individual with what you've done in business. No doubt. Your story's incredible. Coming over from Pakistan, age 16, doing what you did, doing it yourself, building this empire. It's fantastic. I'm all for it. I think it's great. But here's my question. You win in every other business you're in, or at least the ones we know about. You win in those. We can tell by the value of those. Why don't you care about winning with your team? Now, your value goes up every year, so maybe that's all you care about from a business standpoint. And I'm not talking like real estate development investments around the city. We need that. That's great. And you're thinking like as a businessman should. Yeah, I see the potential too. A lot of people do. And it's great at you stepping up and wanting to do that. But what about the team winning? Why don't you care about them winning? I don't understand that. One winning season since you've bought the team. One. And we've had this, you know, same crap every time, every year. Oh, we're young. Oh, we're rebuilding. Oh, we're doing this. Oh, we're doing that. Blah, blah, blah. It's just like What is going on? I don't understand how you can win at certain businesses and totally fail in certain. Now, again, the value continues to go up, so maybe I'm wrong as far as you see it. But these fans deserve a winner. They've endured so much. Gosh, I wish I could swear. There's so much crap. That you moving the team to London, you know, us being on the dog pile, you know, never getting talked about. If they do, they kill us in the national media. I mean, just year after year of getting pounded and pounded and pounded. And other than 2017, nothing to show for it. So please, if this continues, make a change. Make a change. It's time. I'm sorry. It's not there. You can feel it. You can see it in him. He doesn't. You can tell by his body language. He doesn't want to be here. I don't understand the whole deal. But again, maybe it was the deal. Hey, just be the figurehead. Just be the face. Everyone else will take care of everything else. Well, guess what? That has failed. It's failed to date. Players got to play better. They got to prepare harder. They got to be held accountable. Nobody's held accountable unless they do it themselves. But you don't see that from the staff. Your culture's all over the place. You have no idea. It's just failed. The whole thing has failed to date. So please, look in the mirror when it's all said and done. Like I said, they turn it around, I'm all for it. Keep going. We'll let the train roll. You end good? Fine. I love momentum. Let's go in the next year and build. Okay, but if this continues the way that this team is performing, the way these coaches are performing, the way the message is getting out, the way the culture is, everything, you need to make a change. And please bring in somebody, not just a splash name, but a winner at the NFL level. Have someone that really cares about the city and the fans and winning. That's it. All the rest, you know, this is the one thing I don't understand. When you win, you get everything you want. You get everything you want. You go to city council when you're kicking ass and winning. They're like, oh my gosh, the Jags, we're going to do another deal with the Jags. This is great. Yes, we vote yes, 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 yes. All votes yes. But it happened years ago. How do you invest in something when you don't, the team is, Focus on winning. And the whole thing will turn around. That'll do it for me this time around. Hey, listen, man, I'm passionate about this team. I care about this team, and I care about this city. I do. If I offend people, if I hurt people's feelings, I'm sorry. I don't mean to. Like I said, it's not personal for me. It's not. But at the end of the day, the job is to win, and you're failing. And I don't want to hear how young you are. I don't want to hear how you're rebuilding. I don't want to hear about injuries. I don't want to hear none of that crap. Your team stinks, and it looks like they're going even further down the bowl. So that'll do it. Life goes on, huh? It's gonna for me, that's for sure, and for you out there as well. Hey, listen, I'll always pull for this team. I'll always root for them, but I'm gonna hold their damn feet to the fire until it gets right. We have to be a winning city, a winning franchise. We deserve it. You deserve it out there. You fans deserve a winner consistently. I'm not talking Super Bowl every year, but vying for playoffs pretty much every year. That's what Jacksonville used to be. That's what it has to get back to. That's when everything will come together for the organization, for the team, for the city, for everybody involved. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving week. I added about 10 pounds. I ate like crazy. I'm trying to grow a beard, first time ever. My wife hates it. She's like, no, my kids, no. I'm like, I've never grown a beard. I'm 51. I'm going to see what it can do, and then I'll shave it off. I was driving in today with my daughter. She said, my 13-year-old, I said, I don't know. I've never been able to, I don't know if I could do it. She pulls up my sleeve, and she goes, oh, I think you can do it. Just cut some of that hair off and put it on. I'm a hairy gorilla, that's for sure. I hope you have a great day out there. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Until next time, be safe. And stay cool. We'll see you right here on Catching Up with Tommy Mack, right here on 1010XL's podcast platform, 1010XL.com, 1010L's Facebook Live, and of course, on the Relevant app. Have a great day and week. I never knew that a kid like me could take his mic around the world and flash the big ass ding and rock the masses from Madrid to Calabasas.